Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, investigations continue into the death of Amanda Kinsella, who died after falling from a moving bus in the Barnesmore Gap area on Friday. Healthcare workers who deal directly with COVID-19 patients are 45 times more likely to catch the virus than those impacted by community transmission. The Taoiseach says he's deeply concerned by the unfolding situation in Afghanistan. We'll have a special report. Also in this bulletin, a Foyle MLA condemns those responsible for protesting at a vaccination clinic in Derry at the weekend, and this coming Wednesday is Love Donegal Day 2021. Later in the bulletin, Oisin's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the death on Friday of Amanda Kinsella. She died at Bowman Hospital in Dublin. She'd been airlifted there after falling from a moving bus in the Barnesmore Gap area on Friday afternoon. She was subsequently hit by a van. Miss Kinsella, a native of County Carlow, had been attending a wedding in Donegal when the tragedy occurred. Garda Inspector Seamus McGonigal has issued this appeal for information.
Last Friday afternoon, a white 56-seater coach travelled north towards Ballybofey through Barnesmore Gap. It contained a group of over 30 people who we believe nearly all had attended a wedding in a hotel near Donegal town the previous day. At the same time, there was an orange Opel Vivaro van travelling south through Barnesmore Gap, and I was driven by a male accompanied by his two teenage daughters. Now, on the bus, as I say, there was a group who had been at a wedding the previous day. A 27-year-old female fell out of the bus through a side door, hit the roadway at the same time as the orange Opel Vivaro van was passing the bus. Now, we now know that lady who fell out was a 27-year-old from County Carlow, and her name is Amanda Kinsella. She was taken by air ambulance to Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, where sadly she passed away. Now, we're taking this opportunity to ask for people who may have been travelling through Barnesmore Gap on Friday afternoon between, say, 3:30 and 4 p.m. if they've any witnessed anything, or if they've dash cam footage which may be of relevance, if they could contact Gardaí at Ballyshannon 0719858830 or the Garda confidential line 1-800-666-111. Now, I'd also like to acknowledge and thank quite a few people who've actually come forward at this stage and provided some very helpful information to us. And again, stress that this happened at approximately 3:45 on Friday afternoon. There was a high volume of traffic on through Barnesmore Gap at that stage. And again, if anybody saw anything of note, just to contact us, please.
And that was Garda Inspector Seamus McGonigal. Healthcare workers who deal directly with COVID-19 patients are 47 times more likely to catch the virus than those impacted by community transmission. That's according to healthcare workers who this afternoon have written to the Taoiseach, calling on the government to speed up the payment of financial bonuses for frontline workers. The INMO, SIPTU, FORSA and the Irish Medical Organisation have all signed the letter. They say the inaction from government has been deeply damaging to staff morale, particularly as some months ago the government was making promises. With more, here's Mairead Cleary.
Over 30,000 healthcare workers have contracted COVID-19 since the pandemic began. According to the latest 14-day epidemiological report, more than 600 have the virus. Dave Hughes from the INMO says despite the high pressures, their members have delivered care, and now it's time for some just rewards.
All of the health staff have extended extraordinary efforts to keep the show on the road and to keep serving the public. The promised recognition shouldn't be something they have to fight about.
The group of unions say the HSE has failed to put forward any proposals to deal with the matter at a recent Workplace Relations Commission hearing. These people in Dublin support the unions.
My best friend is a nurse and she is just constantly busy, constantly ran off her feet, and it's another day off would be lovely for them.
Yes, I've just been in Hollis Street this morning and they are extremely busy, so even more of a reason for them to take a breather and have the time off they deserve.
Healthcare workers in Northern Ireland received a €570 bonus last month in recognition of their work during the pandemic.
The final COVID-19 vaccination clinics will take place in Carndonagh Community School next week, and anyone who requires a first or second dose of vaccine after that will receive appointments for the LYIT Vaccination Centre in Letterkenny. Seltha has thanked management and staff at Carndonagh Community School for facilitating the clinics over the summer, saying it was an ideal space as there was sufficient room for vaccination booths, an observation area and registration area, while it was also wheelchair accessible with ample parking. Since the first clinic on June 30th, the Carndonagh Centre administered around 1,580 first and second dose vaccines, including 160 first dose vaccines on the August bank holiday. Well, 1,306 new COVID cases have been reported north of the border in the past 24 hours, with three additional COVID-related deaths. 334 patients are being treated for the disease in Northern Ireland, 47 of them in ICU, 259 in Irish hospitals with COVID-19 this morning. That was 19% up from last Monday, with 48 people in intensive care. Almost 50 people were waiting on beds in acute hospitals in the northwest this morning. According to the INMO's Trolley Watch report, 27 were awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital, six of them in the emergency department on trolleys, while at Sligo University Hospital, there were 22 patients awaiting beds, 16 of them on emergency department trolleys. The Taoiseach says he's deeply concerned by the unfolding situation in Afghanistan. Micheál Martin says the international community must play its part in providing humanitarian aid and facilitating refugees. He says Ireland will fully participate in those efforts, with a commitment this evening that an initial 45 Afghan refugees will be accommodated. Efforts are continuing, meanwhile, to repatriate 15 Irish citizens in Afghanistan after the Taliban took control of the country. Footage shows chaotic scenes of frightened Afghans and foreign nationals attempting to flee at the airport. With more detail, here's Casey O'Riordan.
Change is already visible on the streets of Afghanistan after Taliban fighters took over Kabul overnight, virtually unopposed. Men who would have worn jeans and t-shirts have changed into traditional clothing, while women are nowhere to be seen. Sky's Stuart Ramsey is in Kabul and says Afghan women are fearful.
Women in particular were angry and upset about what was going to happen, but they know it's likely that universities and schools are going to be closed to them.
Footage at Kabul airport shows people climbing structures attempting to board evacuation flights and even holding onto a US Air Force plane as it takes off. It's reported five people have died at the airport, possibly in stampedes. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says the panic at the Taliban takeover is understandable.
They believe in an extreme form of Islam that is brutal, that is violent, that is repressive, that treats women and girls as if they're not human beings.
A Taliban official claims civilians won't be harmed, but Minister Coveney has dismissed this, saying scenes of brutality are likely.
I don't believe that this Taliban leadership will be any different. We already have a number of reports of brutality, arbitrary killings, people being stopped and searched, passports being burnt, girls not being allowed to go to school. This is only the start. You know, this has all happened in, you know, the pace of this has all happened in the last week, really.
And that was Minister Simon Coveney ending that report from Casey O'Riordan. A Foyle MLA has condemned those responsible for an anti-vaccine protest at a vaccination clinic in Derry at the weekend. On Saturday afternoon, protesters entered the Foyle Arena during a walk-in vaccination clinic for pregnant women, carrying leaflets and a megaphone. They're said to have shouted abuse at a number of pregnant women attending the clinic. Police are appealing for information and for help in identifying those involved. Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin says it was traumatising for the women who were targeted.
Well, obviously, I'm totally disgusted that protests took place on Saturday outside Foyle Arena, and then they had insult to injury storming the Foyle Arena and going inside and protesting while pregnant women were waiting to get vaccinated. I mean, it totally traumatised the women that were waiting on their jobs. And I think pregnant women and expecting mothers have gone through so much during this pandemic, and for this is nearly like the final insult when they're getting their vaccinations, that, you know, they have to go through intimidation, and it's just shocking behaviour, and something needs to be done about it urgently.
Do you think there should be some kind of mitigation now in place to prevent something like this happening again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it should be a safe place where women are getting healthcare. And therefore, you know, there should be a zone put around vaccination centres so that women don't have to get this level of abuse and vile behaviour, really. These are very, very small extremist groups, but they are very disruptive, and it really caused trauma to the woman and to the workers, the healthcare workers themselves. They really didn't know what was actually happening, for a few minutes, and they really felt as if they were under attack within the sport arena space where the vaccinations were taking place.
And that was Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin there. This Wednesday is officially Love Donegal Day 2021. The day is intended to showcase globally the elements which have made Donegal a meaningful, inspiring, unique and authentic place. The initiative builds on the success of last year's campaign, which reached millions worldwide. Elaine Warski is Assistant Economic Development Officer with Donegal County Council. She says it's an opportunity to let the world know how special Donegal is to people.
One of the main aims of this year's is build on the new Donegal brand initiative that we launched earlier this year. And that showcases the county as a great place to live, to work, to invest and to visit. And it showcases all of these elements, and it spreads the message across all of our networks, close and far away, of how special and meaningful Donegal is to us and to everyone else, and also the opportunities that we have here.
In terms of the way the day operates, it's very simple. You're asking people locally and around the world to put a post on social media and to highlight some element of Donegal that's important to them, and then to tag it with the hashtag Love Donegal.
Whatever element is important to you, whether it's travelling, exploring, living in Donegal, studying in Donegal, working in Donegal, whatever element is that's important and special to you, just put it up on social media with the hashtag either Love Donegal or Dunna Na Labu if you want to go with the Irish route. As well, you can tag us on Instagram, Donegal Ireland's DNA. On our website as well, www.donegal.ie, we have a really helpful guide and a lot of handy tips for how to use these hashtags and some of the GIFs and some of the logos, if anyone would be interested and wants to use them.
And that was Elaine Worski there. Detectives in Derry are appealing for witnesses after a teenager was assaulted twice in the Gallia area of the city last night and again early this morning. With more detail, here's Anya Midlinchy.
Police received a report at around 1 a.m. that a 19-year-old man who had been attending a bonfire in the area had sustained bruising, swelling to his eyes and scratches to his face as the result of an initial assault, which police have been told took place between 11:45 p.m. and 12:15 a.m. He was then set upon between 12:30 a.m. and 1 a.m. at the same location by a group of males who were said to have kicked his body repeatedly. The 19-year-old suffered serious injuries and was taken to hospital, where he is continuing to receive treatment. Police are urging anyone who saw either of the assaults on this young man or who has any information about what happened to get in touch with detectives by calling 101.
And police in Derry say they're becoming increasingly concerned for the welfare of two teenagers who've been missing from the city since last week. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
17-year-old Sophie Hamilton was last seen leaving Athlongalvin Hospital just before 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon last. She's described as being of a slight build and approximately 5'3" in height, and was last seen wearing light blue jeans, a grey and navy hooded jacket and black and white trainers. Meanwhile, Anastasia Loganova, who is 14, has been missing from the Waterside area since Friday. She's described as being of a slim build and approximately 5'1" in height, and was last seen wearing a dark green jumper, black leggings and black shoes. It's believed both girls have travelled to the Belfast area. Anyone with information is asked to contact police on 101.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five, and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donald. We're going to start with Gaelic Games, and looking forward to tonight here on Highland and on highlandradio.com. We will have the DL Debate the Championship podcast presented by Brendan Devaney just after the 7 o'clock news. Taking centre stage will be a recap of the 2020 Donegal Senior Football Championship final, which was held last weekend on Saturday, where Niamh Connell picked up yet another title, their fifth crown, as they beat Kilkerr on an historic night in Ballybuffet. The history point came around due to the penalties that was required to decide who would be left in the Dr. McGuire Cup. Never before in the history of the competition has that happened. And they are going to be the shortest reigning champions ever as well, because in just under 4 weeks' time, the 2021 championship competition will get up and running. And there's a number of players within that Niamh Connell squad who will be chasing a sixth winner's medal. John Gilday, former player with Niamh Connell, is a man who was part of the squad that won the first ever Dr. McGuire Cup for the Glenty side. That was back in 2005. Speaking tonight on the DL Debate the Championship podcast, John told Brendan Devaney that the fifth one is just as sweet as the last four.
Every victory from a Niamh Connell point of view is as important as the last victory, and they put as much effort into the next one as they did the one before that, and they celebrate in exactly the same way. So, and I think the last couple have been surrounded with a lot of adversity, in the sense that there was the battles against Gidor over three matches, and then obviously this one with the COVID, and then going to extra time and going to penalties and the old rivalry with Kilkerr. So from the club's perspective and from the lads' perspective, it's a very, very sweet win. Obviously the other side of the equation is a very difficult one for Kilkerr to deal with, you know, losing on penalties, very unique, as you imagine. And you know, people say penalties are good, penalties are bad, and it's a very simple split down the middle. If you won, penalties are great. If you lose, losing by penalties is absolutely terrible. And there is the dichotomy that exists. But no, I'm very, very happy and very proud of Niamh Connell and what they've done over the last number of years. And this one ranks up here as sweet as any of them.
Proud Niamh Connell man, John Gilday. There's more from John Gilday tonight, along with three-time winner Gary McDade, plus Kilkerr's Michael Hegarty. It's all part of the DL Debate the Championship podcast just after the 7 o'clock news. Donegal minor manager Luke Barrett will also be in the programme after their Ulster final defeat at the hands of Tyrone last Friday. Speaking of Tyrone, the GAA community has welcomed the decision taken by the CCC at national level to defer the All-Ireland football final against Kerry. They will now meet on Saturday, the 20th of August, to allow Tyrone's large outbreak of COVID-19 in the squad to come under control. Tyrone have also paid tribute to Kerry and its senior football team for their assistance and cooperation in helping to create the circumstances that now allows the decision to be reached, a second deferral of the All-Ireland semi-final against Kerry. The game now will be played in the final Saturday of the month, and it means that the All-Ireland final has been pushed back, of course, another week to Saturday the 11th of September. Liam Sheedy has resigned as manager of the Tipperary Senior Hurlers following 3 years in charge. Sheedy departs his second spell as manager of his native Premier County following their All-Ireland quarter-final defeat to Waterford in July. In a statement issued through the county board, Sheedy says the time was right for him to step aside. In soccer, Barcelona president Juan Laporta has revealed the state of the club's finances. Their debt now stands at €1.35 billion, with the club having a negative net worth of €451 million. Gerard Piqué was one of the players that's already taken a pay cut in order for the club to register summer signings. Laporta says further players will be approached to do the same. Harry Kane has been included in Tottenham's 25-man squad for Thursday's Europa Conference League playoff match against Paco's de Ferreira. He missed yesterday's Premier League one with Manchester City, the team who are interested in signing him. The North London club say Kane was absent due to a lack of fitness, having only returned to training at the end of last week. Cork City defender Jake O'Brien has joined Crystal Palace on a permanent deal. The 20-year-old defender initially joined the Premier League on club on loan earlier in the year. O'Brien had captained the Palace under 23 sides during that loan spell. The Northwest Cricket Union made their Cup semi-final draws earlier today. In the senior last four, Brigade will take on New Buildings. That match will be played this coming Saturday the 21st. With the second semi-final the following day, Brady against Eglinton. And in the Samuel Jeffrey competition on Sunday the 22nd, St Johnstone will host Glendermot, while the other match will see Strabane against Fox Lodge. In golf, in the Donegal under 18 four-ball match play semi-final, Port Salon have defeated Balbofenster in order 2-1. They will now go forward to meet Dunfanaghy in the final, which will be played on the old Tom Morris course in Rosapenna. Speaking of Rosapenna, down at the Hotel and Golf Resort this coming weekend, the Irish Legends will take place. It is, of course, part of the European Legends Tour. It's been hosted by the Paul McGinley Foundation with a number of former Ryder Cup, World Number One and Major winners set to take part in the event. There will be extensive coverage here in Highland. It will be broadcasting live from Thursday through to Sunday from Rosapenna this coming weekend on another very exciting weekend of golf. We did, of course, have the Irish Open in recent years in 2018. Now we've got the Irish Legends, part of the Senior Tour, back in Donegal once again. And you can nip over to the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. There's an interview to watch there with Dennis Kerwin speaking to Paul McGinley ahead of the Irish Legends, which start on Thursday with an action-packed pro-am. Finally, in the Paralympics, spectators won't be allowed to the Tokyo Games. Organisers have confirmed their decision due to the city's ongoing struggle with coronavirus. The Japanese government had proposed expanding and extending the country's state of emergency, with the Paralympics beginning on August 24th. As well as stadiums, fans were also requested not to attend any of the road events. That's your sport, Donald.
Thank you, Washing. There are calls for tougher laws on fly tipping. It comes after a large amount of household waste was discovered dumped in a skip at a graveyard in Fulcara. Empty drink containers, cereal boxes and domestic cleaning products were among the items found. Councillor Michael McClafferty is urging people to dispose of their waste in the appropriate manner.
People have threw in their basic household waste into the churchyard skip there. Obviously, it's a skip, as you see in the photo there that's left at the graveyard. It's not for this type of stuff. It's only for general waste that may be discarded from the graveyard after the people are doing the maintenance of the graveyard, and that's what it's for. But as a result of now, somebody's throwing waste into it, and it's causing just it's not very nicely.
And finally, a member of Thin Lizzy says the band was blown away to be the first ever headline act at Slane Castle. The County Meath venue held its first concert 40 years ago today, with over 30,000 people in attendance. U2 were the main support act on a bill that also included Hazel O'Connor. Lizzy guitarist Scott Gorham says he's not surprised that Slane remains popular as a venue.
Why not? Because of the, the organisation was so good. The music fans in Ireland are so knowledgeable that there's no way that this festival could not have been huge years and years, decades later.
Looking now at the weather forecast, and Met Aaron tell us that light rain and drizzle will continue to spread from the northwest as the evening goes on. We will see some locally gusty northwest winds, fresh at times in coastal areas. Tonight, cloudy with scattered outbreaks of light rain and drizzle. Again, those winds fresh near the coast in lows of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, cloudy with patchy outbreaks of light rain and drizzle, highs of 15 or 16 degrees Celsius, a moderate west to northwest wind, and you've guessed it, fresh at times near windward coasts. The main stories in brief this evening: investigations continue into the death of Amanda Kinsler, who died after falling from a moving bus on Friday afternoon in the vicinity of Barnesmore Gap. Gardaí are urging any motorist who was in the area, particularly those who may have dashcam footage, to come forward. Healthcare workers who deal directly with COVID-19 patients are 47 times more likely to catch the virus than those impacted by community transmission. That's according to healthcare unions, who have repeated their call for recognition for those who worked on the front line. The final COVID-19 vaccination clinics will take place in Carndonagh Community School next week. After that, anyone requiring vaccinations will get an appointment for Letterkenny. Since it opened on the 30th of June, the Carn clinic administered over 1,580 first and second doses. Next news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 16th of August. The death has occurred of Susan Hegarty, née Thompson, Drumbo Avenue, Stranorder. Funeral from McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, on Wednesday at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorder. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted in the church. The death has taken place of Margaret Deeney, formerly of Donal Casey Court, Derry. Family and friends are welcome to pay their respects at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home, Eglinton, this evening from 7 to 9pm. Requiem Mass will be celebrated in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, on Wednesday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in St. Myrrh's Cemetery, Fawn. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the church webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Throkala, 50 King Street, Belfast. The death has taken place of Thomas Peoples, Creevery, Rathmullen. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Wednesday at 11 o'clock in St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Rosary at his home this evening and tomorrow at 9. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/St. Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. The death has taken place of Margaret Maggie McGinley, Ballybose, Creasla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St. Michael's Church, Creasla. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Creasla Day Centre, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Teresa Boyle, Owen Chishna, Glencullum Kill. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 to St. Patrick's Church, Meenanerie, for funeral mass at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in St. Columba's Cemetery, Carrick. Donations, if desired, to Killybegs Community Hospital, care of Derek McCabe, funeral directors. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has occurred of Renee Graham, née Porter, 34, Fifen Road, Victoria Bridge, Strabane. Service of thanksgiving for the life of Renee will take place in Douglas Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Iona House, Strabane, or Glenside Adult Training Centre, Strabane, care of Charles Lynch, funeral director. Due to government restrictions, the house is private, please. The death has taken place of Phyllis Conway, née McKay, 175 Lisnara Road, Dunamana. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Ahabrach, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Belmount Manor Residence Comfort Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Donaghadee Parish YouTube page. The death has taken place of Billy Wallace, Ballybow Convoy. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St. Ninian's Parish Church, Convoy. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Diabetic Association and Heart Foundation, care of Ernie Gibson, funeral director, or any family member. The death has occurred of Sheila Celia Friel, Balnakilly, Church Hill. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St. Columba's Church, Glenswilly, with interment afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Andy Barr, 12, Dainsford Crescent, Derry, and Corrie Portsallon. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 11 for 11:30 Requiem Mass in St. Bridget's Church, Carn Hill. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul, Ozenham Centre, Derry.
TFI Local Link, your local...